The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey guys, this is Congratulations.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. What's up, guys? Hey, how you doing? Just want to get this out of the way for everyone watching this on YouTube. For the next 24 hours, there is domestic free shipping on everything store-wide, crystalia.com. So go to crystalia.com. Store-wide, domestic shipping is free, okay, for the next 24 hours. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you also get a 15% discount, and I gave you guys a code over on Patreon that the people who are listening to on YouTube don't have. So go watch it on Patreon and get that code. And you get also 15% off of your entire order. So, and if you're not on Patreon, then go sign up for Patreon and then you can get 15% off your entire order. Whatever, you guys get it, you know. I'm not a, what does he say? I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. Same thing. Anyway, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Same thing. I get it, so don't come after me, but still, same thing. I'm not a dairy queen. I'm a dairy queen. I went to ShopRite and shopped wrong. Dude, one time, I was in New Jersey, because that's where I come from, and there was this girl. You know how, like, dude, it's sad, man, when you're, like, in elementary school, there's always that one person that is made fun of, and they always grow up to be, like, who's that guy on the fucking Renegade shows? The fucking, that really sexy dude. Eric something, probably. His name's fucking Eric something. Who knows, dude? What's his name, dude? Lorenzo Lamas. That's what it is. That's a real guy, Lorenzo Lamas. And, that, you know, but there's always a person in elementary school that's been made fun of the most. And one time, Omar Pitts, one of my buddies, said that to this about Jessica. Jessica was the one that got made fun of. I hope she's doing well, but everyone made fun of her. Not me. I didn't do that. I was felt bad. And but Omar Pitts said, Jessica went to ShopRite and shopped wrong. And I always fucking think of that. And I laughed and I laughed. And there's no ShopRite in LA, so I can't do that to my friends in LA. So I'm not a dairy queen. I'm a dairy queen. That's very stupid. That's not that funny. You know, we're real. We say real shit. Sometimes the bits work, sometimes they don't, but I feel like it does kind of work a little bit. You know, I don't know, dude. You guys like podcasts. Some people are like, I fucking don't like your stand-up. I like your podcast. I like your podcast. I don't like your stand-up. Some people, you know what it is? I think you just like podcasts. You ever fucking sit in the front row of a stand-up comedian show and you watch the stand-up comedian and you could, like, see their face? You could hear their face. That's like I used to say about the newscasters when you do the news early in the morning when you were doing, when I was traveling and I would have to do the fucking press about my shows coming up. Yeah, come out to see me, the Funny Bone in fucking Ohio. And the newscasters would, like, ask me a question and then they'd lean in and I would just be staring at their face and I would just be like, wow, this is fucking incredible that their face is so close and I could see their pores and I could hear them, like, you know what I mean? And then they say, oh boy, that's just great, isn't it? No matter what you say, literally, you'd be like, yeah, I killed a dog on the way here. Yeah, that's just great, isn't it? So Chris is going to be live at the fucking Funny Bone in Akron, Ohio, which we didn't know was a place until we drove by and my wife wanted to live here. So I had to become a fucking newscaster in Akron, Ohio. It's all good. I don't harbor resentment. So yeah, dude, I was in fucking Arizona, and it was crazy. That's it. It was absolutely crazy. I was there in Arizona for 2 weeks, just chilling. We brought the kid. We don't leave him. When we go somewhere, we bring him and we pack him up like he's a suitcase, dude. We bring him. Isn't that crazy? Your life just changes. You bring a kid. Now you got to bring your kid everywhere. And so we did. We went to Arizona. It was cool. Family trip. Visited Kristen's mom, and we were chilling, and it was fine, dude. I thought I was going to go be losing my mind for 2 weeks doing nothing, and then I realized I've been doing nothing for a really long time and just kind of hanging out, so I just used those tools. I sat in fucking Arizona, and I used those tools to just sit, be bored, and have peace with myself. Now, I wasn't bored because I was the people I love, but you know what I mean? And also, it got a little bit exciting, too, because, number one, I killed a scorpion because I had to because he was near my son. I fucking stepped on him. Didn't know what I stepped on. I said, that might have been a scorpion. And then Kristen's uncle says, oh, it could have been. Let me go see. I'll get the black light. And I didn't even know that if you just fucking shine a black light on a scorpion, that motherfucker brightens the fuck up, dude. Like, brightens up. Brightens up like it's a fucking Spider-Man villain. Like, you just put a flashlight on it at night, and it looks like one of those Halloween stickers. And he put it on the blood and guts, and sure enough, he was like, "Oh yeah, that's a scorpion. Look, it was like all fucking neon across the sidewalk." And I was like, "Wow, I saved my son's life. Go figure. I saved my son's life." Yeah, dude. Then I got in a loop and I was like, what if the scorpion stung him? And I thought about that for an hour and I was definitely disassociating and not being present with the family. Anyway, dude, sometimes it just takes a little bit like that to just trip you up and you're just out of the fucking, you're like, dude, I'm out. You know what? I'm out. How about that? I thought about family members dying. How about you guys play Yahtzee and I'm out? How about that? How about I just killed a scorpion and thought, what if I didn't and it stung my son and he had to go into the ICU? And how about I'll just be thinking about that for the next 2 hours? And how about you guys play Yahtzee, okay? Because no matter what, dude, if I'm just like this, I'm just like this. Yeah, but we're just all fortunate, aren't we? Because we're living and you never know. You got to take it one day at a time. Ooh, 2 sixes. Should I count it for my doubles or whatever the fuck Yahtzee? Yahtzee, dude. Games. Games, dude. All games. You got your cards? Like little bitch asses. You got them all? Did you see? Nobody saw them, right? You got it? Okay, whose turn is it to fucking roll the... Does it matter? What do you mean? Well, everyone gets a chance. Does it matter? Well, this way you decide to who's not cheating. Who's not cheating? Dude. Games fucking blow chunks. How about that, dude? I'll take it way back to elementary school. Games blow chunks. I try to play them and I try to have fun and I try to actually imagine myself having a fun time during the game. And then, you know the fucking people who say like, yeah, smile more and then you'll smile more. Like, you know, people are like that. Make yourself pretend smile and it'll turn into a real smile. And also, smiling burns more calories than frowning. You know, people will say that. Like, you're just going to be some jackass walking around the street just like, that's not going to turn into a real smile. That's going to turn into you're real alone. People are scared of that guy. Hey, why is that guy fucking weirdly smiling outside of Mel's Diner? I'm working on my real smile. Why is that guy pretend smiling outside of fucking, what's that one place? Burger Im. Oh, I'm working on my real smile. Oh, a crazy person. You know, a smile kills more calories than fucking frowning. So I killed a scorpion. Scoop that up as a memory. Put that in my back pocket. Oh, hey, your boy's 41. Not really a crazy outdoorsy guy, you know? He wears tie-dye.
which means he's not very outdoorsy unless he's in like a fucking a desert with a bunch of hippies. But I don't do that. And I'm not a guy who's an outdoorsy guy that's near bears either at all or in any woods or desert. Or just give me all the walls around me. I'm good. Have the walls in my house. We built the house. We figured out how to make all these great technologies. I'll be chilling near there because we figured it out, right? Oh, you invented that? Thank you. I'll use it. I'm not the guy who's... So I never even fucking seen a scorpion except for inside a what? A pet store at the mall, right? Say it with me. So saw one, killed it, and that was that. And so I did that. And then also, that wasn't the only killing going on in the Arizona trip, because my dog, Chenzo, aka Trash Dog, all of a sudden, we hear in one of the back, in the backyard, they don't, not yard, it's like rocks. In Arizona, they don't have, there's like no grass because the water bill is like $4,000 a month to keep it because everything's so dry. The second you walk into Arizona or drive into Arizona, your lips are just like, and you try to take a shit, your next bowel movements, just nothing comes out. It's just like, meow, that's what comes out. Just that air. Ha, that's what comes out. Your butthole, dude. When you go to take, dude, we talk about the hard-hitting issues here, but you go to take a shit in Arizona, not the first shit. The first shit, you still have the shit stacked from wherever you were. When that one releases, and then you eat whatever you eat, and then that one brews, it comes out, and it just goes, ha, that's what happens, all right? And your lips go, ha, and you just, your lips are bleeding while you're just, your asshole's doing vocal warm-ups. Just a bleeding ass lip, and your fucking ass is going, mayo, 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 may. Mayo, 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 may. Dude, vocal exercises. Dude, I used to be in chorus when I was in the eighth grade, and Mr. Kelsey, rest in peace, he died of cancer. But anyway, who am I? My mom? Anyway, he always had the, he would always go, here we go, we're doing the scales. And he would go, mayo, 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 may. And then, and normally you go, mayo, 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 may. Mayo, 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 may. Mayo, 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 may. But he would fucking kill it. He would do like an extra, like, fuck you. I've been practicing for a long time and I've done this for years and you motherfuckers ain't got shit on me, students. So he would go, mayo, 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 may. Mayo, 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 may. Like, he would fucking use the last part with the first part. That guy killed it, dude. And we'd all try to do it as students and we were just like, we run out of breath. And anyway, dude. He died of cancer, but we all will someday. And, oh, cool. Just got a fucking thing on my computer that said, remind me later. That said, you want to install this? Remind me later. Definitely just got a virus. Anyway, that wasn't the only killing going on because Chen's, a Trash Dog, all of a sudden, wow, I almost vomited. Did you hear that? We'll keep that in. And we hear in the backyard, which is not a yard, rocks. And we're like, what the fuck is going on, Chen's? And we look and we see Chenzo with a bloody mouth. And then we see behind him, like he's trying to be like, nothing to see here, a fucking pigeon belly up. Trying to flap upside down. When you flap, you get higher. That pigeon was upside down flapping, which just means he was trying to dig into the ground. He was just trying to hurry to hell because he didn't want Chen's eating him anymore. And he had a bloody beard like he was a fucking Game of Thrones character. Like winter already had done come. And he fucking was just, and we were like, no, get the fuck, no, no. And he ran inside. And then Krista was like, just leave the pigeon. And we're like, what? And she's like, leave the pigeon. I'm going to call a pigeon place. I'm just like, what's a pigeon place? Just step on it to put out of its misery. It's dead almost. She's like, I'm just going to call a pigeon place. I'm going to call it a vet. And they'll know what to do. And Kristen's mom is Googling what to do when a pigeon's dead upside down in your fucking rocks. In your back rocks. And And everyone's just got their own way of, what we'll do is this and that, and we'll do it this. Maybe it'll just be okay. And then Kristen walks outside, and she's like, I don't know. I didn't really look, but I didn't really see it. Maybe it flew away. And then more time passes by, and then we let the dogs out to pee, and then, oopsie-daisy, you could guess the end of the story. We are, and we're like, what the fuck? Hey, Chenz. And we look at for Chenz, and Chenz is under a cactus with a headless pigeon, and the pigeon is headless because Chenz has the head of the pigeon in his bloody mouth. Chenz has two heads above his collar, his and the one in his mouth. And it was so awful, dude, because not because necessarily that the pigeon died. Thank God Chenz put him, he decapitated him like he was fucking Thanos at the end of Endgame. That he decapitated the pigeon, fine, put him out of the misery. That was the good part. Thank you, Chenz, for speeding this up. We'd have to take it to a fucking pigeon place. Instead of that, this is the worst part. Chenz was under a cactus. Have you ever been under a cactus? No, because you don't have a dog brain. Dogs don't give a fuck about what's above, below, next to them at all, because they only want what the food is, and they don't even know what next to them is. They don't know what above or below is, but we do. And what was above Chenz was a fucking 40,000 needles, and 20,000 went in Chenz. And dude, Kristen was trying to pull him out, like do surgery. I'm like, how come we were going to take the pigeon to the pigeon place? We can't take the dog to the fucking dog place. You got to manually take these fucking things out? So the rest of the trip, that took about 2 hours to get all the pins out. The rest of the trip, it would be like in the middle of the night, I would just all of a sudden be, ah. She's like, what? I'm like, I got a fucking pin in me because Chenz is everywhere. And they would just be falling out. Ah, just a fucking cactus pin in my torso. Ah. She's like, what's wrong? The fucking Chenz shit out another needle, dude. There was one in my, neck face area, one in my torso, and then one in my foot. I hope that pigeon was good, dude. God damn, dude. Isn't it crazy? Have you ever really thought about how, like, the circle of life is life consuming other life to eat? Like, even vegans, like, you're still eating plants. Like, these are all fucking living things. That's fucked up. That's one cruel joke, dude. Why can't we just be good on sand or some shit? It's such a cruel joke that Jesus Christ from up above made. And he was like, let's make the world, but in this world. If nothing was the world, if the world was nothing, if we were just consciousness, right? And you said to another consciousness, if you were consciousness and you said to another fucking consciousness, hey, know what? What? I'm gonna make a world. Besides all the whole fucking, well, what's a world? Well, it's a what? It's around and you fucking in a galaxy? What are you talking about? Besides all that, if you got up to the point where you're like, and in this world, you listening, consciousness? Yeah. In this world, I'm gonna put people and animals and living things. There's gonna be amoebas. There's gonna be a shitstorm of life. Okay? And all these things, well, most of them are going to have consciousness. That's what we are. We're going to put us in bodies. Some of them are going to be real ugly. We're going to call them boars. Some of them are going to be handsome as shit, like Lorenzo Lamas and Antonio Sabato Jr. And they're going to walk around the earth. And the only way for them to live is to take one of the other things that are also living and put them inside of themselves. That consciousness would be like, dude, I'm fucking out of here, man. I mean, that's insane, but we just accept it because we're born in it. I got to tell Calvin that. And he's already doing it. The motherfucker ate chicken twice today. Scary shit, dude. It's the stuff that used to keep me up when I was 9 years old and I would fucking scream at my dad to come in and my dad would say, hey, what's up? And I'd be like, I'm scared. And he'd be like, of what? And I'd be like, everything. One time I said, everything, birds. He said, you're scared of birds? I said, no, I'm just trying to explain to you that I'm scared of everything. and birds are part of everything. God, what an annoying child and person I am. I don't know, man. I had Calvin. I had a moment where I was with... Dude, this is the trippiest moment so far as a father. And I had a moment where Calvin was in the pool and I was in the pool with him. And the pool was too cold, okay? And I was in there, though, because he was having a blast, this kid. His teeth were chattering and his lips were purple and his hair was just all matted. He was just like... splashing the shit. Just fucking drinking water, coughing, almost crying, and then just off to the races again, right? And there was a moment where I was lifting him up and looking at him, and I just had this moment where I looked at him, and he looked more like me than I had ever seen. He looked more like me than I had ever noticed, ever. And he already looks at me like me a lot. If you've seen my Instagram, whatever, you know that. Like, the kid's obviously mine. He's got the fucking D'Elia eyebrows. But this kid, something about how he was cold and still smiling, but his hair was matted, it reminded me of when I was young and in the bath and shit, and when I would look in the mirror, and I was holding him, and I was looking at him, and I had such a weirdly beautiful moment. And I will never forget it. You know how sometimes you have those moments in life that happen and they're so fun and so good and you had no idea it was going to happen, and sometimes they're very long. It was like, oh, that time I went to my first Mets game with my dad and Daryl Strawberry hit a grand slam and everybody jumped up and started screaming, and it was the first inning and my dad had never seen a grand slam, so he fucking jumped up and started screaming and I started crying and my dad looked out and said, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I said, you know what, I can take that it's too cold. I can take that everyone's too loud, but I hate that they're all mad at me. Okay? And I remember that. But who knows when something like that is going to happen that's going to carry with you through the rest of your life, right? Those moments are very special. And those moments are awesome. And you don't know when they're going to happen. When they happen, boom, whoops, upside your head. Now that's with you in your back pocket. This was one of those moments. And I'll never forget it. And it was something so simple as just holding him in the fucking pool. And I know you all have those moments. And that's awesome. And I love that you have those moments. Because those are, you know what those are? Your fucking moments, dude. And nobody can take that shit from you. You know? You could take a fucking sweater. You could take someone's, you know, tools. You could steal someone's car. But you can't fucking take a moment that happens. You can't take that. And that is beautiful. Now, that's enough of that shit. That's enough of that shit, okay? There's a fucking third property, brother. Did you know that? You know that there's a third property, brother? Dude. Why are they keeping that from us? That's what I want to know. You got the fucking two guys, Paul and Eric, what are their names probably. I don't know what their names are. Paul and Eric, probably. You got them, and they're twins. And yeah, they wear shirts that are too tight. And yeah, they got fucking Dockers on. But they do their thing. And they do their thing hard. You see them go into these fucking houses, and these houses look like shit. And they make these houses look okay. And from shit to okay, that's a lot. That's a huge upswing.
Well, we're actually going to, you know, we'll turn this fireplace into something. And with the leftover money, I've got to go into these people's house and I have to tell them that they can't have this fireplace without skimping on another thing. So we can either get rid of the dome wall, or they're going to have to give up on some lighting fixtures. Now let's go.
And you're invested than a motherfucker, dude, aren't you? You are invested than a motherfucker. Dude, do I look like the kind of guy who watches home renovation shows? No. But I am. I love this fucking show. And they're twins, dude. Could HGTV ask for more? This shit was like a... It's great for a poster. Two twins and shit? They probably say some shit like on the poster, fixing a house is too bad we can't fix each other. You know what I mean? I can think of these taglines all day.
Twins by design, but not by, you know what I mean? Something, right? When it comes to design, we can, but not twins.
I'd buy all the DVDs if that was a tagline, by the way. I'd give them my money. Here's my wallet. But there's a third one, dude. Imagine being the third one. You know what I'm talking about? There's two. First of all, imagine being the third one to twins. Non-famous twins. Twins, they got the shit, dude. They got, you know what they got? They got all the stares. They got all the attention. They got all the fucking cool, fun things. Oh, there's a two-seater? Who's going to go on it? The two twins. Not the one of the twins and one of the fucking and the other guy. The two twins are going to go on. And that lonely-ass other brother is just going to be like, no, go ahead. It's okay. You guys go have fun, I guess. I will just be over here pooping and no one will clean my diaper. You guys got clean diapers all the time, huh? You're forgotten about. Because twins. But do you know what twins have even more so than all of those things? Attention and fucking cute outfits. They've got each other, dude. They've got each other. Their minds are like one. You heard how many stories where the twin dies and then the other twin dies a fucking week later of a heart attack? Can't take it, dude. You know? Or you heard the one thing where you punch one twin and the other one feels it? You know? That other brother's like, I wish I could feel that. Even though it's pain, it would make me connected. Was someone cleaned that? No? Oh, okay. Just standing there with a shitty diaper. No pain. They have each other. That's what they have. And then on top of that, though, they're famous and have a show on HGTV. Who's the third one? That guy's my best friend by default. I feel for that motherfucker. I'm going to look him up. Third property brother. Third. Here we go. Wow. He is younger. Oh, dude. You know what he looks like? A fucking Japanime version of the other two. That's what he looks like. He looks like the guy that... No, you know what he looks like? He looks like the fucking... You start the video game with one of the twins, and then when you get all of the money and the upgrades, you can upgrade to that guy. That's what he looked like. He's got his hair over there. Dude, he's emo. Of course he is. He has to be. What's he going to wear? Fucking button-downs and shit? No, he's emo. His name's JD. JD stands for Just Dreaming. Just dreaming of a better life. I wish I was a triplet. Just dreaming of a better life. Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude. Wow. He's in fucking for sure. I wish I could build it. I wish I could sell it. Is there another one? No, there's three. Okay. Dude, give him a show. Wow. This is beautiful that this is a guy. Oh, here's the, this is their, oh no, that's a different guy. Whatever, dude. I would have loved it if they'd, he like they really wanted him to use him, and he just couldn't. He was just like so fucking bad at his job. JD, yeah, can you? He just like is well, I don't know. I feel for the fucking guy. Whatever, JD, fight the good fight, dude.
This coffee's fucking absolutely terrible.
It's got cinnamon in it. Great, yay, yay! I don't like it like that. Yay. Fucking shit, man. I can't believe I skilled a scorpion. I killed a scorpion. Sometimes I talk like Foghorn Leghorn, man. I killed a scorpion. I did something actually when I was in Arizona. We went to visit Arizona. I did something last week where we were going to get In-N-Out. I wanted to go get In-N-Out. You know what I do? Sometimes I get a fucking spur of the moment thing. I wanted to go get In-N-Out, almost threw up. Going to keep it in, not cut it out, because I respect you guys. I want you guys to know the real me. I almost threw up. But I wanted to go get In-N-Out. And I say to the lady, I say, hey, want to go get In-N-Out? And she goes like this, fuck yeah, I'll eat In-N-Out. And so I'm like, all right, cool. What will be awesome is we'll get the In-N-Out, we'll bring it back, and then we'll eat it while watching Naked and Afraid. Think of a better night. You can't. Think of a better night, newsflash, you can't. You got the best burgers, and you got the craziest best trash TV show. These people might die on that show. Eating burgers while watching people fight for their lives and try to find some fucking, well, burgers? That's amazing. That's an amazing night, dude. So she's like, let's go. And so we go, and we get In-N-Out. Oh, I, on the way to In-N-Out, she says, ooh, it's new Target. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Just kind of Targets everywhere. Anyway, what do you want? She's like, I want this and definitely no fries because I'll eat yours. And I'm just like, I'll get you an extra fries. You know how like fucking women do that thing where they're just like, I don't want this. I'll just, no. I want all of the fries that came with my fries. And I want not one less of those fries. Because fries are $2. So if you even want three fries, let's just spring and get you a whole stash. Yeah? So we go and we get to the In-N-Out and we eat and we get the In-N-Out. And she goes like this, can we go to Target? And I just sit back and relax because I know it's closed already. I'm chilling. And I can't wait to be like, sweetheart, it's 9:30. So I say it, and she says, so? And I say, sweetheart, stores close around 9. And she goes like this. Not Target. And I said, but Target is a store. It definitely closes around 9. And she says, Target closes at 11. And I say, that's not possible. And I know it's not possible, because if it is possible, and if that is true, today's the last day of my life. So we Google it, and lo and behold, the fucking shit spanking Target is open till 11. So I say, I really don't want to go to Target. And then I think about all the work I've done in therapy, and I think about the couples therapy, and I think about not being selfish and acquiescing and letting kind of leading with love. What do they call it? You know? And I say, I want you to know I don't want to go to Target, but if you really want to go to Target, then we'll go to Target. And I'm like, this is great. Because I've already stated I don't want to go to Target. She's going to know that, right? Take that in, feel badly, and say, you know what? Never mind. And you know what she says? I really want to go. So we fucking, but I said, but the fun thing was to eat the burgers while watching Naked and Afraid. And she says, no, it's, but I want to go to Target. We can eat it in the car and it'll be fun to eat in the car. And I'm like, fun to eat burgers in the car. Car's going to stink like shit. And we're going to be all messy. We don't even have enough napkins because they never give you enough napkins. And she's like, come on. And so we sit and we eat in the fucking car and we go to Target. And she's like, isn't this fun? And guess what? It wasn't fun. And that's the end of the story, dude. But I led with love. And, you know, I made her happy, and that was worth it, dude. Was it? You know what I mean? It was worth it. That is worth it. Was it? But it was, dude. Was it? Yeah, dude. You got to lead with love, you know? Sometimes you just got to sit and eat burgers in your fucking car instead of watching fucking naked people running around Africa while you're enjoying. That's the thing. I like to be eating and watching the show I like because you get the two sensations, you know? You know what I'm talking about? You get the eating and the fun with the flavor, and then also you get to watch it and stimulate. So you want a Target, though, dude. So we were in a fucking belly full of burgers in Target. So gross. Ew, dude. Belly full of burgers in Target. That's like a fucking, what's it called? Who's that Adam Duritz singer, Counting Crows? And we were in Target with a belly full of burgers. Round here, burgers in our guts, round here. Round here. Oops. We're back, baby. We'll do it live. Fuck it, we'll do it live. We had to take a break because I was so hot. And I don't know, man. Sometimes I just get in my head, you know what I mean? And I fucking went, dude, how? Oh, you know what did happen, though? And yes, I just thought of this right now, is the fucking, and I didn't even have it in my notes, so you know it's a hot fucking button issue, dude. The Oscars. Who watches the Oscars, dude? The Oscars fucking suck. Period. That's it. That's it, dude. Have you seen the fucking Oscars lately? And after you answer no, realize because they suck. Dude, the Oscars, man. You can't even fucking, can't they not go now? Isn't it virtual now? Hey, what's worse than the Oscars? Actors just fucking patting each other on the back when everyone's coughing and dying, dude. Everyone's dying and the actors are just like, I really wanted to do this role because it really spoke to me and it's really fucking, no, dude. Stay home. Dude, if I ever, and I will never get nominated for an Oscar, but if I ever did, and I know that if I did, we would be living in the same world as fucking goddamn, you know, what's his name is, this would, I just know I will never win an Oscar, dude. You know, period. I may never be in another fucking movie. However, dude, if I ever was, I'm not going, dude. And I'm telling you that right fucking now, right now, dude, I'm not going. Go ahead, man. Put me in a movie. Nominate the shit out of me, dude. I'll be up there with fucking Don Cheadle, Edward James Earl Jones, and fucking whoever the fuck. And I'll be sitting there and you can nominate the shit out of me. I could get nominated. You know what? Put me in 5 movies. Nominate me in all of them. Because I tell you right now, I'm a good actor, dude. What you want? You want something new? You want something new and incredible? You want something fucking silly but still like a little bit heartwarming? Is that what you want? What do you want? You want a guy who kind of sounds different but also walks a little bit with a limp? I can fucking kill it. I don't know it sounds silly, but I'm serious, dude. Oh, yeah, dude. Put me in a fucking movie. I'll kill it, dude. I'll cry in scenes where there's no crying necessary, man. I'll do the kind of crying that fucking Leonardo DiCaprio did where the boogers come out of his nose in Basketball Diaries. And you're like, how did he even fucking do that? Did they just catch him crying in his hotel room and they shot this scene? I'll do those kinds of crying in a scene in a fucking supermarket. Do you understand? I'll do cryings when there wasn't any cryings and at first thought, you'd be like, well, it's too much for this scene. But by the end of the scene, I'll throw in an ad lib and it'll be like, oh, shit, it actually came back around and he made enough sense. I get why he's crying now. And that's the director saying that. That's Todd Phillips sitting in his chair like, oh, okay. I'll do fucking crazy cryings. And I'll take the scenes where you're supposed to cry. And I won't cry. That's putting your balls on the table, you understand? And I will just fucking murder that screenplay. You understand? If I ever have to fucking do a movie where I have to pull a gun on my cop, I gotta pull a gun on somebody. You see the fear in my eyes too, though, dude. You don't just see me pull a gun on somebody and I'm a rough and tumbler. I'm not just that. You see... You get the close-up and you see behind my eyes, you see, uh-oh, he's fucking actually, I could see he's scared. That's the kind of fucking acting I would do. So I'll do 5 different movies where I'm the cop with the fear behind his eyes and I'm the guy in the supermarket fucking weeping. And I'm sitting here and I'm doing a scene where I'm supposed to be crying, but I'm acting like a badass. But behind the face, you see what I'm really all about? Nominate me 5 times in the same fucking year where I'm against myself. I won't fucking show up. I won't show up 5 times. I'll send in 5 letters to the fucking Oscar board and I'll say, hey guys, I can't come because this shit fucking blows. chunks. And I won't do an email. I'll type it out. Fuck that. I'll write it out. I'll write it out five different times. And I'll send it to the Oscars. Nominate someone else. Because this shit isn't for that. I get so fucking... Wow, I didn't expect this. I did not expect this at all. Oh, I don't know why I'm making them all British. Because they all are, dude. They give all the roles to fucking British dudes. I didn't expect this at all. Really? You didn't? You were nominated, dude. There was a pretty damn good chance he's going to get it. It'd be weird as fuck if my dog Chen's got it. I'll tell you that. He could not expect it. But you? Fuck that, dude. Remember when Colin Firth won for King's Speech? That's the kind of acting I would do, dude. Stuttering, overboard stuttering, where it's so good, where you're like, whoa, he really made a choice, but it's still good because the director knew what it was up, you know? That's why I was watching. You know what I was watching the other day? Naked Gun. That movie, Naked Gun. And it's so fucking good. Besides the fact that it's funny, it's so good. And the reason why it's so good is because everybody in that movie, whether an actor, writer, director, they all knew what they were doing. They all knew the tone that they were doing. They were dancing around the tone, all of them, and they were all part of the dance. The director hit the fucking wide shot when the people were, you know, doing what they were supposed to be doing in the wide shot. Leslie Nielsen, you know, you say like, oh, well, Leslie Nielsen was the best at that. And he was. But credit doesn't get enough to the director. They were all on the same tone, dude. Mr. Poopy Pence, when he said that. Dude. Well, we could be mature adults, right? Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pence? Dude, they knew what they were all doing. That's why I fucking think The Matrix is so good. Yeah, it's a fucking ridiculous movie if you just describe it to somebody. But they all knew what they were doing. You could make any movie. As long as everybody in the movie all knew what they were doing within the confines of that fucking movie. That's why Matrix 2 and 3 fucking blow donkey dicks. They don't blow donkey dicks. Number 3 blows donkey dicks, though. Because they got out of control and they let the studios control it. Matrix 1, nobody gave a shit. Yeah, it was $70 million for a budget. But they were like, okay, well, these Wachowski brothers, they know what they're doing, I guess, probably. 2, 3, number 1 was such a big hit. Okay, 2, this is what we do. Okay, 3, this is what we do. And then you got two fucking albino white twins getting hit by cars and cars are flipping over them. And you're like, man, can we just have Neo go, whoa? Or I know Kung Fu. You know what I mean? But yeah, dude, what was I talking about? The fucking, not Naked Gun, before the Naked Gun. Oscars, yeah. When they did that fucking thing on I made fun of it on TikTok, but... I made fun of it on my TikTok, but the fucking, when ABC put out that fucking, what do the Oscars mean to me? And everybody was just British on it. I'm just going to play it on my TikTok because that was what it was. That was what the, that's the audio of it.
I watched the Oscars because.
First of all, didn't finish. Hey, look, they cut to another person, dude. Let the guy fucking finish. I watch the Oscars because, and then another person. You know what that's like? That's like, hey, white guy, move over.
You're gonna make me cry.
I watch the Oscars because I love cinema.
Oh yeah.
It's like a sports game.
Mm.
Who is going to be the winner this year?
Oh, it's like a sports game.
Love celebrating cinema.
Ah, okay, cool.
The Oscars has represented a sort of nirvana of filmmaking.
So cock.
I know that I will see somebody like me being recognized for all the hard work that they've achieved. And I want to be up there one day.
Ron said this, yes.
I watch the Oscars because I love movies and I love clothes.
I love crying at everybody's
don't get her
speeches.
Culture is important.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I wrote a quote on my school desk and on all of my notebooks. It's a quote from Marilyn Monroe. I'm going to be a great movie star someday.
Wow. You know, the balls. Everyone's dying. That lady who fucking said, I love crying. That lady is so good at acting. If you watch that, what's that movie where the guy from Doctor Who, the show with the guy from Doctor Who is in it? She's in that in season 1. It's called like Bridgetown or some shit. It's a real British thing. It's with the guy from Doctor Who and fucking, this is how I describe goddamn TV shows and movies now. I don't even know what it's called. Broadchurch. Yes, he got it. Dude, his mind isn't deteriorating as much as he thought. His mind swooped in, dude. It's called, wow, I forget it again. Broadchurch. Dude, she's in that and she's so fucking good. She does one scene where she is crying and she realizes something like about her husband and she's crying and she's like, and she starts dry heaving and you're like, oh my God, this actress, that woman, give the Oscars all to her and make the Oscars 5 minutes and give them all to her. God, she's good. I love crying. And then there's fucking A-Rod, you know? God, people are different, dude. You know what I'm talking about? How the fuck is A-Rod a person and also that lady who's like, I love crying. Like, what? Then you got A-Rod over here just like, ah, she broke up with me. No, I don't know, dude. I'm just making fun, man. Look, this is the thing, man. People watch this podcast and sometimes they think I'm an asshole. They don't understand I'm a real person. I get it, dude. Lead with love. And I'm serious, though. Like, I love that shit. I love that. I love that people go to, you know, A-Rod is people's heroes. Like, you know, kids are like, I want to be like that guy, you know? Not so much because of steroids, but because he hit so many home runs and he fucking achieved something, you know? And that's great. It's great. Keep telling Kristen to get the coffee, the regular coffee, and she gets holiday blend. It's fucking April, so that's great. Good. Not only do I not want the holiday blend coffee in December, I don't want it in April 100% tenfold. So that's what's up. I don't know, man. I fucking forget. Why couldn't I think of the guy's broad church name? Why couldn't I think of the name Broadchurch? Dude, I'm 41 and I'm just deteriorating, man. I'm trying to... Why can't I think of the... I saw a whole season of Broadchurch. Why could I not think of Broadchurch? Why can't I think of the lead actor's name in Broadchurch when I know who it is and I can't remember it? And then when you start... You know when you can't think of something and you're starting to think of something? You can't think of something and then you worrying about how come you can't think of it makes it harder to remember in the first place. And now you're just well gone. Dude, one time I was doing a show and I had to go on stage and they called my name. And actually, no, when I got to the venue, it was a bigger venue with like stadium seating and shit. And I noticed that in the back entrance where the loading dock is, the garage to the loading dock was coming down and it was down and it was stopped down halfway. And I was like, oh, when I go up into that opening, I have to remember that the door is down so I don't hit my head. I have to duck under the door to make sure to do that when I go on stage. So I was like, don't forget, Chris. You ever do that in your own head? You're like, okay, but you know how you usually forget? This is what I do to myself. I say, hey, all right, Chris, though, you know how you usually forget stuff? Don't do it this time. And I was like, okay, Chris, deal. An hour passes, and sure enough, Chris D'Elia, and dude, I didn't just hit my head on it. I was excited to go on stage, and I leapt my head into the fucking under part of the door. Just, it was like I didn't have that conversation. It was like I didn't even see it in the first place. Smashed my head so hard that I had to like back up against a wall because I was like, I wasn't like, uh-oh, I'm gonna pass out. But I was like, I was at the point where I was like, I better hold the wall because when you think you're gonna pass out, it's already too late. So I was like, let me just hold the wall in case I think I'm going to pass out. Okay. The moment passed and I was like, fuck it. I got to go on stage. And I was like, thank God it wasn't that bad. Because if I was knocked out or if it fucking knocked a screw loose, I wouldn't be able to remember my act. So I get on stage, I start doing my act. And about 14 minutes in, I start thinking, oh, I forgot that I hit my head. That's awesome. It means it didn't do any damage. I'm just up here, business as usual, talking about fucking whatever I was talking about. And I thought all that. And since I thought all that, I then thought, whoa. Because I'm still doing my act as I'm thinking that. I think, whoa, better get back on track and start thinking about my act. Because I'm talking to an audience. And then I was like, but don't think too hard about what you're going to say. Because you don't normally do that when you're up on stage. So don't overcompensate just because you hit your head and you want to make sure that you don't have any brain damage or something, right? So I start backing off of focusing on every word that I'm saying because that's what's more normal. But at that point, it was already way too late. So I think, well, I better not just forget what I'm going to say next. And sure enough, I just stopped talking. And I couldn't remember what I was going to say next. Not because I hit my fucking head, because I was worried about what if this did brain damage or some shit. So I stopped and I was like, I got probably, you know, this happens in sometimes when you're doing stand up, you'll forget something for 3 seconds. You're like, I got like 3 or 4 seconds. Nobody's going to notice until like the 5th or 6th second. I'll get it. I'll get it back within 5 seconds. You just retrace your shit. And I was trying to retrace my shit in my mind. 3, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds go. I'm not saying shit. I'm not saying anything. I'm just on stage, just like in my head. I'm like, just rewind it, dude. Retrace it. You got hit. It's fine. You got hit in the head. It doesn't matter. What were you talking about? A deer? And I fucking tried. And then I gave up. I gave up on stage, thousands of people there, and I just said, hey, guys, I fucking got to be honest with you. I hit my head so fucking hard before I got on stage. And I was worried that it was going to, like, fuck me up. And now because I'm worried that was going to fuck me up, I can't remember what the fuck I was going to say in my act. It's not because I have memory loss. It's just because I'm, like, thinking too hard about how I hit my head. Everyone starts laughing. And I'm just like, what the fuck was I just talking about? And then people in the audience were like, you're talking about this. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to fucking, let me just back up. I'm going to back up, like, a minute. And I'm just going to start doing my act. And I'll be able to get into it from there. And so I backed up, started talking about shit that I already talked about, saying it word for word. Like the whole trick of comedy is like, hey, I'm thinking all this stuff up on my own, by myself right now. And even though everyone knows you're not, well, some idiots think you're making up everything new every hour. But even though everyone kind of knows that this is an act, they just buy that maybe it's just some guy having a good time at a party, right? And so I back up and I start doing the same fucking thing. And then I get to the point where I forgot. And I got it. I'm locked in because now I'm not thinking about it. And I do the part where I stopped and everyone's like, fucking everyone cheered. They were like, yeah, you fucking did it. And I was like, just because I hit my head, thank you. You can't stop me. And I have all you to thank. You know, it was a real cool moment, dude. But that I think that that was the beginning, really, of the end, because that was the first moment where I was like, ah, fuck. My head can get to me. And now I'm like, what's Broadchurch for like a minute? And I always go back to that moment. I'm like, is this like another one of those moments where I fucking hit my head and I'm just overthinking, or do I really have Alzheimer's? Broadchurch. Anyway, the fucking thing is Broadchurch. And the lady in it acts so good. And so is the guy. He's like really famous in Britain. That's the guy's name. I should remember. Broadchurch. It's like Ray something. Let me look this up and then I'm going to go. Cast. He played Doctor Who. David Tennant. Why is that funny, dude? She's laughing. Why is it funny? It's Ray something. It's David Tennant, dude. It's whatever, dude. It's David Tennant. It's not Ray. Oh, yeah. Remember this cast, dude. Olivia Colman. Is that the lady? She's so good. She's the one that's probably going to win an Oscar this year or something. Or she did. Oh, The Favorite, right? Because I love crying. Dude, there's a scene in Broadchurch where she finds something out and just starts dry heaving. And I'm like, hats off, Olivia Buckman, or whatever the fuck your name is. Hats off. When you get to that real fucking vomit level of acting, that's it. All right, that's it, dude. Free shipping on the whole world, store-wide, crystalia.com, free shipping. And then also, it's for the next 24 hours, free shipping. And but it's domestic. It's only domestic. So if you live in Scotland, you're fucked. I don't know what to tell you, man. That's it for this episode on YouTube. For the unedited extended version, go to our Patreon and sign up. Patreon.com/Crystalia. Thanks for listening.